world news, national news, rider news, and more. Here's another episode of the Bronc News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronc.
This is your Bronc News Flash, your world in 2 minutes. I'm Alexander Young from Rider University. The British government is claiming that it has information that the Russian government is planning to install a pro-Russian leader in the Ukraine. Although Russia denies it's planning an invasion, they have moved more than 100,000 troops near its border with the Ukraine, and many US officials believe that they could be staging an attack any day now. The UK's Foreign Office said in a statement that they have information that the Russian government was looking towards former UK lawmaker Yevhen Muriev to potentially head a pro-Russian leadership. Muriev said in a statement that the accusations weren't true and made little sense. Although conversations with Russia continue, the US and Russia have still failed to come up with a resolution for the crisis, leaving tensions high. In the United States, states like New York and New Jersey appear to be seeing a rapid decrease in their numbers of COVID-19 cases in recent days, raising the possibility that the Omicron wave has now already peaked in some parts of America. In New Jersey, cases have fell 53% in the last few weeks, and in New York, cases have dropped nearly 60% in just the last 4 weeks. Although case numbers have dropped, New Jersey is still operating under a public health emergency. Hospitals in the Garden State are still backed up due to an influx of patients and a lack of workers. Governor Murphy recently hinted that he might lift school mask mandates before the school year ends if hospitalizations start to decline. In other spots in the U.S., states like California and Oregon are facing a peak of Omicron numbers in the past week, as the COVID-19 pandemic still stands as a pressing issue through the country. Rider University will start the spring semester by resuming in-person teaching and other on-campus activities as planned. Health and safety protocols, including the ongoing indoor mask mandate requirement, will remain in place until further notice as the pandemic continues well into the second year. While the university does not require proof of COVID booster shots or a negative test to return to campus, students, faculty, and staff are strongly encouraged to get the booster by the university. And that is your Bronc News Flash, your world in 2 minutes. I'm Alexander Young.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronc News Flash, your world in 2 minutes. Missed an episode? Just head to 1077thebronc.com/BroncNewsFlash. We'll see you next time, only on 1077 The Bronc.